Senator Steve Daines mocks left, "My pronouns are Republican majority." By Hannah Knudsen on November 20, 2024. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, mocked his Democrat colleagues during this week's Senate Republican leadership press briefing, offering his pronouns before speaking. "Hi, I'm Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority," he said to laughs, mocking leftists who sometimes opt to display what they feel is their inclusivity by first stating their pronouns or asking for the preferred pronouns of others as to not offend. "As a woman may identify as they/them or a man may identify as she/her." Daines used the rest of his remarks to send a pointed message to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, RNY, and incumbent Senator Bob Casey, DPA, the latter of whom has refused to concede in his race against Republican Dave McCormick. "I have a simple message for Chuck Schumer and for Bob Casey: it's over. Dave McCormick is the next U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania," Daines said, accusing Casey of taking election denial to another level. Daines said, noting that Casey believes that unsigned ballots should be counted. But it didn't work despite losing by nearly 20,000 votes. Despite the fact the AP and Decision Desk have called the race for Dave McCormick, Senator Casey is refusing to concede. And in the end, he not only denied the legitimate results of this election, he advocated for lawlessness to overturn it. "Under this kind of logic, where does it stop?" Daines asked. Even a commissioner in Bucks County went so far as to say, and I quote, "People violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention. This is a dangerous precedent, and fortunately, the left-wing Pennsylvania Supreme Court put an end to this nonsense yesterday." The senator continued, accusing Casey and his allies of damaging the public's trust in institutions with their lawless election denial gambit. Daines took it a step further and said that any Democrat who goes along with this narrative touted by Schumer and Casey, refusing to speak out, is complicit. "Dave McCormick is the 53rd Republican U.S. Senator," he declared. Senator Casey should concede immediately. Indeed, this week, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that undated ballots cannot be counted. "Well, I don't even think that they're necessarily trying to become victorious this time," Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairman Michael Whatley said of this effort led by Democrats to count undated ballots. "What they're trying to do is set a precedent for these ballots to be counted in the future. Because there really is no path right now for Casey. They're in the middle. You know, we're going to have a recount that's going to be concluded next week. It's an automatic trigger recount that he could have waived. He's down by 30,000 votes, and we've never seen a recount overturn a margin like that. But he's moving forward with it, and he's also trying to challenge these types of individual votes," Whatley added.